Lights, camera, action. Welcome back, chicken heads. You're joining us on the Chicken Hen with S&M podcast. I'm Shandy.
I'm Madison.
And this is episode 3 of season 3.
Whoa.
What?
We're 3 episodes in.
This
episode is going to be, if you don't know, now you know.
Basically, what we're going to be talking about this episode is things or
just random
interesting
fun facts
to know. And you're like, oh man, well, that makes sense. I didn't know that.
There's a lot that we sure didn't
know. I ended up finding some interesting things.
I did.
I found 2 different websites that I wanted to use from.
Speaking of earlier when I told you about the car key thing.
Yeah. Did you try that?
Yeah, I found my remote.
Does it work? It did. Okay, so what do?
You just put a car key up to your brain and it sends off some kind of thing. Because I've been looking for it. It was in my couch.
Okay, so you put your car keys up to your head.
My head, which I use Derek's.
Okay, and did you just sit here and think, remote?
Pretty much.
Okay, and then it said it's in the car or in the
it's in the car.
It's in the car. It's in the couch.
No.
Well, then how did you find it?
I just moved my couch cushion.
But how did you know? So it didn't work.
No, it didn't work.
Well, then we don't fool the people.
That's still great. All right, I want to hear one of yours though, Shandy. Okay.
Let's see. You know, it's funny because my phone is actually very charged tonight.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Luke bought me a new charger.
Oh, there you go.
And it said charge, surprisingly. So instead of having 5% to get through.
So you don't have to get a new phone now?
No, not for a minute. Maybe. There you go. We'll see.
Your phone's still different.
All right. Let's see here.
I have a random fun fact one. It's pretty cool.
Let me go to the other site.
Well, while you're looking, I'm going to go ahead and say this one. If you ever just want to get cooled down, you know, on a hot summer's day, and you got a fan on you, and it's just not working, you can get some ice water, like, you know, a bottle of water that's frozen, mm-hmm. and you can zip tie it to the back of your fan, and it'll be like air conditioning. Blows out some cool air.
I suppose.
It works.
Hey, in a pinch. It definitely was. Mm-hmm. Did you know that you were tallest in the morning? Like when you first wake up and you stretch and everything, that's when you're tallest throughout the day?
Because I'm stretching?
No, like that's just when you're tallest.
So I shrink throughout the
day? So if you want to get an accurate measurement of how tall you really are, measure yourself in the morning.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Well, it's not going to be much different from the afternoon, so.
Let's see here. Okay, you should throw away the cotton in your medication bottles.
Why?
Because it's only meant to be in there for traveling because it can store moisture, which can build up bacteria.
Oh.
Yeah, so make sure you take those little cotton balls out.
Nice. We're awful.
It's okay. Did you know you'll yawn more often? Then you eat breakfast. Like, you'll yawn more times in your life than you eat breakfast in your life.
Oh, God, yeah.
Believe it.
I barely eat breakfast as it is.
Over the course of a lifetime, you'll yawn approximately 250,000 times. If you live to be 70, that's 10 yawns per day.
Oh, shit.
I feel like I yawn a little bit more than that.
Yeah, you know.
But that's just me. Too. I'm just tired. What's another one you have?
Let's see here. Hold on. I'm going to it.
Okay, well, I got one.
Okay, go for it.
Did you know you can't breathe and swallow simultaneously?
Oh, no, I did not.
Well, you want to try it?
How do I do it?
We'll take a sip of your drink.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so Now swallow and breathe at the same time. Didn't work. No.
That's no, not, no, no. No. I breathe. No,
I feel like if you were, you might drown.
Yeah. Did you know that you can't hum while holding your nose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, well.
But you know what you can do while you're trying to do that? Pop your ears. Open your mouth. I guess this is also for our entertainment people.
Did you know chewing gum boosts your mental state?
Does it really? Well, yeah. You know, I would love to chew gum, but I have TMJ really bad. So if I chew gum the next day, my jaw is super tight and like I can barely talk.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks.
I'm sorry.
Me too. All those years of sucking the dick.
I wouldn't know.
I'm just kidding. It wasn't my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, no. It wasn't mine either. Don't worry.
Do you know fake smiles can hurt you?
Fake smiles can hurt you?
Fake smiles can hurt you. Turns out faking happiness is bad for your health. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, shit. It's so probably why mine's going downhill.
It's better to have, you know, real happiness here.
Yeah. Did you know Samsung means three stars in Korean?
Samsung means three stars
in Korean.
Interesting.
That's why the founder wanted to name it, was because he wanted a company to be powerful and everlasting, like stars in the sky.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. I love Samsung. I'm a Samsung family.
Me too.
Samsung all the way, people, y'all. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
35% of people are born without wisdom teeth. If you don't know, now you know.
I did not know. That's actually crazy.
Oh, I know. You would think that everyone's born with, I mean, everyone's different, of course, but you would think everyone's born with their teeth. There's some people I know aren't born with certain things, but come on now. Catnip isn't just for house cats. It affects lions and tigers, too.
Oh, what?
Right?
Tell me more.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What you want?
I don't know, man.
12% of sleepers dream in black and white.
I don't either.
I have dreamt in black and white, but I can dream. I dream in color too. Yeah. One of my favorite movies growing up was Pleasantville. You ever remember watching that?
Yes.
Tobey Maguire and Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah,
I'm probably gonna watch that tomorrow. Let's see. What else do we have for you here? We're trying to teach you.
Trying to teach you some lessons.
Yes, yes, yes.
I just don't like the whole, you know, like history part of it.
All right, listen. If you open your eyes in a pitch black room, the color you'll see is called Egingaru.
What?
Mm-hmm. Okay, honestly, I'm pretty sure I just butchered that word completely. I would say it's just black, but apparently there's an actual name for what you see when it's a pitch black dark room, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I have no idea. There's just so many. I don't know which ones to pick. Let's see. That's going to be a no for me, dog. Tennis, anyone?
All right, here, I got a good one. The female G-spot was nearly, closely, named the Whipple Tickle after the professor Beverly Whipple. I guess she's the one that discovered, you know, here's the G-spot. Could you imagine? Go find my Whipple Tickle. Mm-hmm. It's in there.
Oh, my God. Whipple Tickle.
Whipple Tickle. Oh, yeah. It's my Whipple Tickle. Okay. Sorry. We got a little far into that.
Did you know cheese is the most shoplifted food in the world?
Cheese? Really?
Cheese. Well, cheese is actually, it does something to your brain, I guess. It's like a drug.
I believe it. I love cheese. How could you not? How could you not love cheese?
Hmm? Did you know that beer was legally classified as a soft drink in Russia until 2011?
What?
Yeah.
I would never have survived.
Yeah, me neither.
You know, it was easier to fit into a cow costume than a dog costume on the set of The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, shit. Nope, did not. If you don't know, now you know.
That was a good random one.
It was. Yes. Did you know that the longest hiccuping attack lasted 68 years?
Hiccuping attack?
Yep.
Why would you call it an attack? Like, what?
Because you constantly are.
I guess. I would call it a hiccup fit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's just me. Just to go hit back on your cheese thing being the most shoplifted. Did you know in the U.S. that candy is the most shoplifted thing each year?
I mean,
believe that.
Wow.
In Europe, it's cheese. Latin America, it's meat. My kind of country. That's where I'm from. That's where my daddy's from. Sweden.
You know, it's impossible to tickle yourself.
I did read that one earlier. Yeah. And I sat there and thought about it. I'm like, have I ever tickled myself? And like, I know where I'm ticklish, but I can't tickle myself, you know? And like, I'm really ticklish under my armpits. And sometimes, you know, I itch under my armpits. Who doesn't? And like, I'm not sitting there like, oh.
What about on your ribs? I can tickle myself.
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Ow,
you just were loved as a child. That's all.
I wasn't.
But that's what they say. They say if you don't have a tickle spot, you weren't loved as a child.
Well, I have tickle spots. Uh-huh. So are you saying because I can't tickle my damn self?
Mama didn't love you.
Apparently not.
Did you know that your hair actually helps the environment?
How?
I don't know.
Well, you can't tell me something, then not back it up with facts.
I don't know. Hair absorbs the air.
I got one for you. How your hair helps. Birds can use it to make nest.
And choke on them and die. Did you know humans glow? You just can't see it.
I did see that earlier.
Oh, okay.
I mean.
Whatever. Stomach acid dissolves razor blades. Which means our stomach acid can deter metal.
I guess deter that's a good thing. Fucking melt like metal. If someone swallows one, you know, your stomach's going to melt it.
That's fine with me. Earwax is actually good for you.
Why?
Fuck you, Shindy.
Yeah, tell me why.
Never eat it, but it's good for you.
But why?
I don't know.
Do you like rub it in? Do you like what do you do with it? Why is it
protects
it good for
your ear from infections.
Okay, so basically it's saying just like don't clean your ears all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking, like, you need to rub it in on yourself. Is that why it's good for you? Like, no, you keep it in a
you're
jar?
You're not supposed to actually stick anything in your ear.
Tell the Q-tip company that.
Yeah, I probably should, but I'm sure it says it on their package. Not meant for ears.
Did you know juggling while jogging is a marathon phenomenon?
What? My mind is blown.
Juggling while jogging is a marathon phenomenon. Say that a bunch of times.
No.
Mahamana. Juggling while jogging is a marathon phenomenon. It's just fun to say.
Phenomenon.
Marathon phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Phenomenon.
It's called joggling. For real, look it up, people. You don't believe me? Go Google it. Go Google it.
Did you know that your hair knows when you sleep?
How? You tell me. I want explanations.
The follicles contain RNA from like clock genes.
From what?
Clock genes.
Clock genes, okay.
That express each person's sleep-wake pattern.
Okay, so my hair basically never sleeps.
Yeah.
Gotcha, that's why it looks fried as fuck all the time.
Yeah, if you get up late or go to bed early, your hair will show it. In case you didn't know it.
True that, man. That's the truth. Sorry, hair. Sorry, hair.
Oh,
let's
Lord.
See here, what else? Anything else you want, Anne?
Every tongue print is different. just like a fingerprint.
Interesting.
Yeah. Your taste buds dull with age, too.
Yeah.
One day we're not going to enjoy crab legs like we used to.
I'm always going to enjoy crab legs. All day, every day, for the rest of my motherfucking life.
Yeah.
Every day.
All day.
Every day.
Get some.
Crab legs.
And mother, or no, that's a different one. Koalas eat their mother's poop.
Yes, that wouldn't shock me if mother ate her own poop, but what else?
And mother cats eat their newborn's poop.
Mother cat. I believe that, though.
Yep.
Dogs eat cat shit. Here you are all censored with poop.
Yeah.
And I just threw the whole
Look at this. Red eyes at a pool are caused by urine, not chlorine. Huh.
I just don't know about that one.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't know about that. It's kind of like the car keys, Maddie.
Chlorine doesn't cause your eyes to turn red. Pee does. I said nitrogen in the urine combined with chlorine to create something called chloramine. Chloramine makes your eyes red. And it's number one ingredient in urine.
I mean, maybe, but I don't know. I feel like my eyes used to get bad red when I was little.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I mean,
I peed in the pool all the time when I was little. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I think
it was absolutely disgusting, but I did it.
We all did.
I wouldn't do it now.
I wouldn't do it now either. It's the difference between, you know, adults and kids here.
Yep.
Anyways, if you don't know, now you know. One thing, though, I want to hit topic on. See how you feel. What you feeling. The Wayfair child trafficking.
The cabinets, the pillows. Yes. I mean,
there's so much, like, just mind-boggling, just mind-blowing. If y'all haven't looked it up and y'all just aren't in that to, I don't know, that type of thing, you don't have to. And I'm sure y'all have seen it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever. I'm sure someone's talked about it.
Yeah, it's all on Reddit. I mean,
it's everywhere. My thing is that some people are like, oh, I don't think it's real.
The cabinets are always overpriced like that.
Yeah, it's industrial. And I'm like, listen here.
Yeah. But when you go back through and you look at the names for all of them, and you link it up to missing children or people, period, and it comes up to the same motherfucking name every single time.
That's the fucked up thing here, is that the names.
You don't just get a cabinet called Jeremiah for no fucking reason.
Yeah, like, or a cabinet, Shandy's cabinet, industry, yeah, whatever.
Ezekiel.
Yeah, a Samariaria. I mean, I'm sorry. I
know Dunning.
We're just throwing crazy names out there. But seriously, why did they have different names? Explain the names, because they said, oh, we're taking it down to add a better description of what these names are actually for. Why the fuck have you not put it back up and explained why you have the names you had? I don't get it. I think you are child's or part of a fucking sex child
trafficking.
I completely believe it.
I mean, just it's absolutely awful.
I guess it's part of us as mothers.
But what was the difference in the cabinets? The names. There's nothing that was different in them.
Exactly. And I'm sorry, I don't think anyone's going to pay $10,000 for each cabinet. And why, if they wanted to buy cabinets like that, they could buy in bulk. So why would you have different names?
Yeah.
The names thing just blows me out of the fuck. I just don't get it.
Oh, yeah, my cabinet's name are Ruth.
I just don't get it.
Like, do people name their cabinets?
And even, like, I was reading about people on there how employees or ex-employees, how they would be transporting these into another van, wherever, and that they were extremely fucking heavy.
Because a child was probably in there.
Exactly. You know, it's fucking sad. And then have you seen the Chrissy Teigen shit?
Yeah, I have. I was hacked for 11 years.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, right.
Okay, bitch.
Just because.
You nasty fuck.
Once it's out there, everyone can fucking see it. It's so it's so sad, too. You know, because a lot of people, like, looked up to her. I thought she was cool. Now I'm like, I don't think
she likes little girls.
Yeah. Like, it's all fucking wrong.
Pizzagate is real.
Yeah. If you want, we've gone down the rabbit hole. We took
a very long journey.
We took the red pill. That's what happened here. Yeah. We've gone to the Matrix, and we just want to inform other people now. But, you know, no biggie. If you don't fucking like it, you don't have to listen to this.
Yeah, if you don't believe it, it's completely fine.
But something is going on and needs to be investigated. And you don't just believe someone like, oh, no, it didn't happen to me, or we're not doing this, and believe them just because they said that. Maybe they're sitting here making them think that, hey, we're cool, we're safe. And then they're going to go in and pop them. Mm-hmm. But right now they're moving everybody everywhere and trying to figure out a new fucking
escape route.
Exactly. A new fucking game plan. Someone blew the fucking whistle and this is what's going on. And you can't just trust them. Like, there's a big elite pedophile ring going mm-hmm. on right now. And everyone's going to be fucking exposed.
But, and also everybody's so more, you know, Everybody's so much more worried about Corona.
Exactly. And, like, don't get me wrong, we're not saying that's not something big, bad that's going on right now, but it's definitely a cover for something, because the numbers aren't up as high as they were wanting it to be, especially, like, the death numbers, not high. I'm not saying that they're not high, but they're not high to where they're, like, scaring people, so now they're going with, like, the infected numbers completely, like, with people in hospitals and shit, which is...
I mean, Corona's a big thing, you know? Yeah, worry about it.
Notify the people of the fucking active cases right now. Yeah. Not from the very fucking beginning when they started counting them. I'm sorry. They might say we have, what, 152 cases right now? 153 cases, but honestly, there's probably only, like, 53 people that have it.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Give or take. Probably smaller. I mean, we don't know. We don't know how many we do have, because from the very beginning, it mm-hmm. we don't know.
Exactly. I think this has just been a cover for something. And
this is it. This is...
Slowly but surely, shit's going to be coming to be, people.
All I know is if anybody ever took my kid, I would make sure I went from high to low to tear off anyone's fucking dick or their titties and make sure they sucked a motherfucking dick.
I wouldn't even care.
And kill them.
My thing is, it weighed so heavy on my heart. Like, when I first started reading about it, I got really deep into it. Yes, like, I guess my anxiety played a part in this.
But
I literally barely slept that night.
Because, you are an empath.
Yes. My heart hurt so bad. Like, I just kept waking up and I kept thinking, like, I couldn't imagine those poor kids. Like, I know they're doing it. I can sense it. I can feel it. I know. And I know that sounds fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel it, and I know it. I know. Like, it hurts my heart, because I know they're out there.
Yeah,
and I couldn't ever imagine. Like, I don't ever want Brady going out of, like, arm's length from me. I'd punch a motherfucker.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, like, I'd hold on to Bronson. I'd football hold him, and I'd run down motherfucker. Tell Bronson to scratch him.
Like, anyone, I don't understand someone's mindset of how they can... think that way.
I don't either. I think it's just something,
like, we're mothers and we love our children, you know, to the best of our abilities and even beyond this world. And for someone to go out of arm's reach to hurt a child, a human, someone that has done no wrong, someone still pure and innocent, and ruin them for the rest of their lives.
Well, that's what, like, they prey on, though. Like, that's what they want. The innocence of it is what they like. They like the little... Just disgusting. I just can't even talk about it. It just grosses me out. But that's what people are sick. I think people sold their souls to the devil. And that's how things are happening the way they're happening. I think things are going to be revealed.
It's all going to come downhill one way or another.
Exactly. And it sucks because, you know, there's probably so many kids that this has happened to, and we'll never know.
But that's one thing the media doesn't cover, is all the kids that go missing, all the people that go missing. The media does not cover that. It doesn't cover it, not even close to covering it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll do a few cases here and there, but that's not the topic of the world. And it should be, because those are innocent lives on the line that, you know, we could protest and pitch a big motherfucking fit about all together in the whole world.
Honestly, you don't hear about that, but I mean, kids go missing every single day. Every single fucking day they go missing.
And nobody puts up a fight besides their parents.
Exactly. And then some, like, eventually they
close the case.
Yeah, not that the parents get tired of fighting, but no one else is there to fight with them, so it gets
How tiring. Do they keep going?
Exactly.
It's a dead end. But it's not. It's not. If everybody got together and...
It's a world I never want to imagine.
No.
And honestly, I think pedophiles, I think rapists even... I think deserve the fucking death penalty. Oh, yeah. I think they deserve to die. Rapists, I think.
No, just.
No, because there's certain terms. Well, not certain terms.
Somebody could be falsely accused.
Yes, they could be falsely accused. So I'm not saying.
But there's hard evidence.
Exactly. When there's hard fucking evidence. And like, I'm not saying I don't believe people. Not by any means.
Get a big fucking something and probe him up the ass or probe her. I mean, I don't know. But either way, it's not fair.
It's not. It's not fair.
And this world is just not what I thought it was when I had my child.
Yeah. And that's the sad thing. You know, it's, I was telling someone that the other day, like you're never going to not be worried. It's always going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, you're always going to sit there and worry. Because when Brady was born, like, his first year, the Sandy Hook shooting mm-hmm. happened.
Yep.
And I kept sitting there thinking, like, my child is being raised in this off world. Who in their right mind would go and shoot up an elementary school? Like, it's so sad.
I don't know. Bothers me.
And honestly, the world hasn't gotten any fucking better.
No, it's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse. And but what can you do? And I say it all the time. I've said it before. Y'all have heard me say it before. It starts at home. All starts at home.
It does all start at home. And, you know, it's awful.
All right. Well, as much fun as we've been having.
It's a lot of fun.
I feel like we both learned some interesting things.
I sure did.
And, you know, quick little episode. If you don't know, now you know.
Enjoy it.
Yes, enjoy it, learn it, love it, live it.
Enjoy us ranting on about, you know,
the Wayfair. We don't plan this stuff, y'all.
No, we don't.
It just happens. We flow. Anyway, I guess we'll go ahead and end it here. You know, we've taught each other some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
End on that one. So
see you guys next week.
Yeah. Peace out, chicken heads.
Ow, ow.